An alert is out for local health care providers to look for whooping cough in infants, teens, and adults. Norm Gunning reports.
The Central District Health Department says 12 cases of whooping cough have been reported in Ada County in the past 3 months. That's double the number compared to this same time last year. Dr. Mark Uranga, a pediatrician with St. Luke's Health System, says most cases are in kids and young adults between 13 and 20. Whooping cough, or pertussis as it is sometimes called, is a serious respiratory disease that sometimes turns into coughing fits. Left untreated, it can spread to others, especially infants.
One of the most concerning presentations of whooping cough is just that infants can stop breathing even before they have any other symptoms.
Whooping cough is one of the most preventable illnesses when vaccinations are given. Dr. Uranga says kids can be vaccinated as young as 6 to 7 weeks.
And it's quite important that those who are going to be around infants are sure that they're up to date on their whooping cough. This means that moms in their third trimester should receive the Tdap. And any adult or adolescent who's going to be around the child on a regular basis should have a Tdap booster at least once every 5 to 10 years.
Since whooping cough can be difficult to identify, Dr. Uranga says the best way to determine if a person has it is by medical evaluation. For KBSX News, I'm Norm Gunning.